President Trump has repeatedly promised to make America affordable again, but his new budget proposal targets those most in need. NPR's Jennifer Ludden reports it would dramatically shrink the subsidies that keep millions of people housed.
The White House budget would slash federal rental aid by 40% and limit that aid to 2 years for able-bodied adults. Kim Johnson with the National Low Income Housing Coalition says if that were enacted, the fallout would be devastating.
We would see, I think, homelessness escalate in a way that has been really unprecedented and unheard of.
Homelessness is already at a record high, and nearly half of U.S. renters struggle to pay for housing. But the Trump administration says the current aid system is dysfunctional and the overall budget too big. Now, Congress will get final say on the budget, and Kevin Corinth at the Conservative American Enterprise Institute does not think lawmakers will pass deep cuts to housing. But he echoes many Republicans who do see a good case for scaling back.
It makes sense to get people aid when they need it, but we don't necessarily want them to stay on it forever.
Many keep their subsidies well over a decade, in part, he says, because they can be generous.
You know, if the median or fair market rent is around, say, $4,000 for a family in San Francisco, your income can get really high and you're still going to be getting those subsidies.
Housing Secretary Scott Turner says his agency's ultimate goal is to help get people off subsidies and be self-sufficient. Johnson, the housing advocate, says that's easier said than done.
If you're working two jobs, but you still can't afford the cost of rent and then your assistance goes away, what more are you supposed to do?
Congress faces pressure to find major savings to pay for Trump's larger agenda, which includes sweeping tax cuts. Some Republican lawmakers have targeted health care and food aid, and communities around the country worry about a smaller safety net. Jessica Kubicki is with the Housing Collective, a nonprofit in Connecticut.
It is cheaper for a community, for a state, to have people in housing than to have them homeless.
Emergency rooms could be strained, she says, if people lose health insurance and turn to hospitals for care. Children in school suffer when their parents lose housing and have to squeeze in with family or friends.
Because you've got maybe three kids sleeping in the same room, in the same bed. They're not sleeping well. They're not doing well educationally. They don't have food.
Adding to all these concerns, 60,000 emergency housing vouchers across the country will abruptly go away soon. They were funded during the pandemic, but skyrocketing rents have eaten up that money faster than planned. Housing advocates still hope Congress might cushion that blow, but they're also bracing in case it gets worse. Jennifer Ludden, NPR News, Washington.